I find it interesting as we follow the order in which these we studied the first study and now the second study, and it is the procedure or the order in which it is given here in the Gospel. Chapter 20 comes before chapter 21, and in chapter 20, the point that we I want to link the thoughts that have just been expressed with this back with the beginning, with the first study. When God reveals himself, and he reveals something new, we always find that he reveals it as it is in his heart, as he sees it in all its perfection. And so that relationship in which he refers to in the 20th verse, when he says, I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Now there is nothing higher in our Christian life than the relationship into which we've been brought, where we can say, Abba, Father. But we are not there yet in the beginning of our Christian life. But God knows what he has in mind and where he's going to bring us. And that's where that comes in here, the care and the help, the training along the way. Just one more point in connection with the first, tying in with this. The first day of the week we have here now, and it was referred to as we have the thought of the assembly introduced here. Well, there am I in the midst of them. We already had in the beginning. And I want to bring out this thought. I believe it's very practical. I'll ask the question, who of you the first time when you broke bread, wherever it was, were conscious of the presence of the Lord? And in what degree? Or were you simply very appreciative of the truth that was given to you and that you were able to gather this way, which many are not privileged to do, many Christians who love the Lord even as the rest of us do? But here I find that is also, again, so beautiful. In the history of my own life, I was a good churchgoer. The family, we went there every day, every Lord's Day, and so on. And I enjoyed the Word in many ways. And the many truths that came to me that already in those early days, in my teens, prophetic truths, dispensational truths, they were clear to me, I would say, from the teaching of my mother at home. And yet, when the first time, when I get, and my attendance at a church, so-called, as we speak of it, was a Bible-believing fundamental group, and where the rapture was taught, and many other relative things, and it was a congregation of maybe 250, a lot of young people there. But when I left that and we went to gather with a few saints in the home, where there were four or five of us, I never had such a sense of the largeness of the congregation, because there was no wall around it. It was a center. The presence of the Lord in the midst was very, very real to me there. Not so in a large congregation. And it was very enjoyable there. A lot of Christian fellowship. But now this was something different. And it was the Lord. His presence. And it was so real that I was just moved to experience that. And that was my beginning. And many times since has that been the case. But the Lord has to do his work in me, as in all of us, in a very real, practical way. And when it comes to the chapter 21, what we've read now, brethren have already pointed various things out here, and where he showed himself to the disciples, and in a remarkable way, he shows himself his love, his character, as we've seen, and what he is desirous to have us understand fully comes out in through these various experiences where we get to know him and in the fullness that's in him. All fullness, we read, sing rather, all fullness resides in Jesus, our head, and ever abides to answer all need. And so when we really now look at this here, it's a challenge for us. Let us look at it as, what has the Lord been doing in my life to bring me to a point where, say, I am spiritually now? Not that I'm supposed to be occupied with myself, but I gauge myself according to what is the Lord to me today, as, for example, X number of years before. What have I experienced with him personally in my relationship with him? And that is where he wants to lead us, and I trust he'll lead us on in that course of things to study as we pursue this subject.